on how to be insensitive.
Can't seem to get you off my mind. We're taking this way too.
bad for me, I know. Can't seem to get you off my mind when I know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me, I know. I know, I know, I know. Know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me, I know. Can't seem to get you off my mind when I know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me, I know.
Bad for me, Juliana Jones right there. And before that, the cover from Alex Warm's Insensitive, Jan Arden track. Hey, it's Gunnar. You're listening to Steel City Music, and I am your host. And in this hour, we'll continue on with letting. I'm going to let everything out. Yeah, it's all coming out now. It's all going to be spilled, Gunnar. It's all coming out. Just like when you undo your belt and all the flubber comes out of you, Gunner. You flubberless man. You flubber man. I'm going to let you know what's going on around town, that sort of thing, this hour. Because I did that in the previous hour, and I'm going to keep doing that. So you did hear Juliana Jones and, of course, Alex Warms. And the reason why I played that is they are going to be a part of the Open Street Barton Festival, I guess, Open Streets Barton. They're featuring some live music. And there's going to be a stage next to the Mosaic Pub at 414 Barton Street. And also, there's a west stage at 306 Barton Street near the 1876 Bar and Grill. I haven't been down to that area in some time, so some of this is foreign to me. So maybe you'll pop down there, and I suggest you do as well. At 11 a.m., of course, Juliana Jones, who you just heard, she'll be performing on the east stage. That's by the Mosaic, of course. Shanika Maria, who's been on our show before, is on at 12:30. There's a to be announced at 2 o'clock. And at 3:30, our pal Heather Valley will be performing. And at 5 o'clock, DJ Fontez will be spinning as well. And that's near the Mosaic Pub, the east stage. And on the west stage at 11:30 a.m., it's Michael McGuire. 1 o'clock, our buddy Alex Warms will be performing. 2:30, DJ Skybolt will be doing some reggae. 4 p.m., Junior Bebel Hip Hop. And at 5:30, Whiskey Brothers, which is a blues rock kind of thing. And that's at the west stage at 306 Barton Street near the 1876 Bar and Grill. I love reading stuff for the first time. All this information you can find out at the bartonvillage.ca. Click on summer events and you'll find out more about it and who's sponsoring and all the other fun stuff and how you can be a part of it. All righty tighty, as we move along in the old show, what do we got coming up next? Okay, so where is it? Ah, here it is. I've been getting tagged a lot by the Casbah on Instagram, everything that's going on as far as their patio goes. They're starting new live shows again on the patio, but they're trying to get some done in the room as well, because there's a lounge portion and there's also the main room as well. So if you go to the Casbah, you can check it all out and find out some of the shows that are coming up. I'm announcing right now just some of the shows that are coming up on the patio. And I was just at the patio about a week ago. DJ Howlin' McCool, our buddy Tyler McIntyre, was spinning, and I got to catch up with a bunch of people. It was a really beautiful night. It was a Thursday night. And I was so happy I got to go down, because I got to see Adrian Murchison, Jamie Tennant, just like a whole bunch of people I haven't seen in such a long time. So it was fun to catch up, that sort of thing. So, Jamie Shea, we chatted with, I think, almost a year and a half ago, when we first started doing the show again, almost 2 years ago, up at the radio station, over at the Hawk. He just had an album out, so I had a chat with him, and that was the last time. I'm trying to set something up with him in the future, but he's going to be performing at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, September 1st. So bear in mind that this is a pre-recorded radio show, and if you're hearing this and it's after September 1st, my apologies, but that's just how it is. You can book tables at casbahlounge.ca, all right? What else we got coming up here? That's right. The Handsome Devils will be performing as well. You can grab tickets at the casbahlounge.ca. I featured some of their music a while back when I was doing some country spins, that kind of thing. So I pulled a couple tracks from them in this set. So you're going to hear the Handsome Devils with the track Honey, Let's Go. Also, Demons in the Shed. And we're going to spin from Jamie Shea. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Sky is Dark. So why don't we do all that? More information, check out CasbahLounge.ca to book some tickets for the patio. So without further ado, here's some Jamie Shea for you, kicking things off here on Steel City Music.
Well, get up, friend, let's rock. Well, here's what my mama day and earned all of my pay. Making the rich richer and doing what they say. But now the week's over and I'm coming home to you. So put on that red dress and I'm old dancing too.
Got out of jail, he was gone.
He took off for Nashville.
Down in Music City, paycheck scraped by as a backup musician, playing with everyone from Porter Wagoner to George Jones.
He was kind of like a country music Mozart. You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums, and he was an excellent bass player, probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
When she was here, it was heaven.
Next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts. So he decided he would change his act.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
From that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park. And he got to drinking. He found her keys and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the car. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard, but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists in there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was them Old Yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
Excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he was nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that money. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. Had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada, and that little deal there where they all have to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went like, the queen.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right. We're going to do a big sweep of music. This is just some songs that I've came across on the internet, that sort of thing. I subscribe to so many different music pages, that kind of thing. And you know, I click on stuff. I'm like, God, I can't help myself. I just start clicking on things. I'm a nightmare for a PC cleaner, I'm telling you right now. They should name like a virus after me. Stop clicking on that, you idiot. But anyway, that's how I discovered music. So like, I'm always clicking and listening, that sort of thing. So in this set of music, primarily, I got all of it from Auteur. Auteur. I believe that's how you say it. I should really double check that. It's a marketing agency for music, really. They're a great little outlet for bands to get their music heard through all the channels of radio, that kind of thing. So they do a little bit of everything. So I enjoy some of the music that they take on and help get out there. So this was just some of the stuff that I just pulled from them straight off the feed. And I was like, well, this is good. That's good. I could probably do a whole show on these people, which I probably will, Mr. Adam Bentley, if you're listening. Okay, so in this set, Ellen Woods with the track Closer, Ben Hefferman with this really nice track called Car Lights, Hot Kid with a Letter, and I wouldn't mind seeing Hot Kid play here in Hamilton. That would be super cool, actually. Elevator, I mean, what can be said about Elevator? My goodness, they went down to the States, they toured. One of these haunting, emotive rock type of bands that I so much enjoy. And this new track, Easy, is very, very catchy for the ears as well. Also, we're going to hear the Brandy Alexanders with the track A Ceiling Fan. But kicking things off, Postmodern Connection. And will I say this properly? Odds are I won't, but I'm going to try anyway. Folly et Deux. So there you go. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Thank you. ships this one-way street.
Easy does it, easy. push through all the darkness. Close our eyes, there's nothing to hold on to. How come I gave it all away? Holding on to every word you say. Feels like there's a wall between us. Sometimes I wonder if you even see it. You're so close but feel so far away. I'm holding on to every word you say. Just an extra second.
Oh,
hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. You can follow us on Instagram, SCMGram, also Steel City Music on Twitter. SteelCityMusic.ca is the website for now, because we are going to make some changes. And you can also find us on Facebook at a Facebook group and also a page. So there you go. So you can get a hold of us any way you want. If you have an event, a charity, if you're a small business, or if you're an artist, of whether the visual or music or written, get a hold of me. I'll give you a plug and I'll help promote you and I'll interview you. You know, all those other fun community things. So there you go. Now, closing out this hour, we're going to close out with two songs. One from Andrew Arthur, who wrote me, "I wanted to thank you again for checking out the song and for the work you do with SCM. I discovered a lot of fantastic music and places around Hamilton because of it. I've attached the MP3 for your ears. Thank you, Andrew." And the name of the song is "So Bad." So, hey, man, thanks for listening. And I'm most definitely going to play that right now for you. But before that, I'm going to spin James Alphonse, a tune called "Want It to Be." I chatted with him a couple months back, and it was my first time having a chance to hitch up with the dude. You play the whole email tag and trying to set up an interview, that sort of thing. And it was a great chat that we had. It was about him getting involved in music, going over to England, and having a change of life experience while he was over there. He used to be in a band called Allotrope here in Hamilton, who gained some name recognition. They were doing quite well in the local scene here. And then, of course, with all bands, you know, different interests, different things. They split apart, and then, you know, you find your own way in life, that sort of thing. So hopefully they'll get back together again at some point. But James has been focusing, of course, on his solo career in music. And it's so funny because I had no idea that he was Dave Rave from Hamilton's cousin, that sort of thing. The Ravers connected to everybody in Hamilton in some way. As soon as I say Dave Rave to someone, they go, "Oh, the Shakers. Dave Rave from Teenage Head. Oh, Dave Rave." You know, it just goes on and on and on, right? Because Dave was another great Hamilton icon musician that came out of the West L area and started up with Teenage Head and did all those other different bands and is now back singing with Teenage Head. Hey, I guess at some point, maybe Teenage Head will play again if health wise Gene has bounced back from COVID, because he got hit months and months and months ago and we almost lost him. Very scary stuff. So who knows what'll happen in the end of 2021 and going into 2022. So there you go. But anyway, back to the two artists that we're going to feature. Andrea Arthur will on the way with the band, with the track "So Bad," and but starting things off, "Want It to Be," James Alphonse here on Steel City Music.
Tonight is the night that we can let go. We won't hold back, no, we'll go with the flow right till the sun comes up. There's a mood you can feel, it's hot like Brazil. Leaving troubles behind, forgetting the time, not knowing what we might find. We won't go second guessing, we know we need to go. Won't leave it up to questions, no, no. Won't think about tomorrow, no better way to know. Don't think it out, just let yourself go. Side to side till we can move no more. We won't go second.
second guessing. We know we need to go. Don't leave it up to questions. No, oh, no, oh. Don't think about tomorrow. No better way to know. Don't think it out. Just let yourself go.
Say no, nothing they could do. I'm meant to You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
The Rolling Stones, known for spectacle and sex appeal. But as they belted hits like Start Me Up, there was Charlie Watts keeping the tempo. The Stones drummer, often referred to as the heartbeat of the band, passing away at the age of 80 in his hometown of London. Watts' spokesperson releasing a statement writing, "It is with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier today, surrounded by his family." A core member of the Rolling Stones for 58 years, known for his dapper image and reserved personality. Tributes pouring in. Elton John tweeting, "Charlie Watts was the ultimate drummer, the most stylish of men in such broken company." And Paul McCartney sending a tribute on social media.
"Condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock.
Charlie's not what we think of when we think of rock and roll drummers. We tend to think of the rock drummer as defined by somebody flailing around wildly. Keith Moon. That's what we think of as a rock drummer. And Charlie Watts was something different. It wasn't about him being a metronome. It wasn't about him keeping precise time. It was about his passion, his flexibility, his dignity, all these things that he brought to the music itself."
Watts grew up in London, listening to vinyl records of Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, and Charlie Parker. Meeting a young Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Brian Jones in a rhythm and blues bar in London when he was 21.
"I used to be in another band, and they came and sat in one, Alexis Corner's band. And we used to play, it was a blues band, and they came and sat in. I suppose a little while went by, and then they just asked me to join."
The mid-60s,